gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello everyone, this is Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, both available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And I'm a proud member here at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And on tonight's show, it's going to be an interview, and it's going to be with Corey Johnson, one half of the usual suspects, and that is suspects with a Z.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I'm glad I did, in all honesty. I've seen you live, Corey. You know, I don't want to be messing up anything.
It's best not to. I'm only joking. I'm not as bad as everyone makes out.
Yeah, well, I've known you for a long time, so we can have a bit of banter and stuff, and it's all good. Thank you very much for taking the time out this evening.
Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, I've been wanting to get on here for a while now.
Yeah, you have, in all honesty. But I'm a difficult man to pin down, so...
It's all the book sales that you get, man. We don't know you anymore.
I've lost my roots, haven't I, really? You know, back in the day when we used to chat at wrestling shows, and now... And now I'm above and beyond it on already. But in all honesty, it kind of should be you in that instance. I've seen how many promotions you work for, and I've worked for in the past, and I'm sure you will in the future.
I'm hoping to get more this year.
Obviously, we've talked about you and Nate, and you've obviously got this tag team match coming up at the weekend. So just taking us back to the beginning, really, how did the usual suspects with a Z come about in the beginning?
Yeah,
I'm never going to get that wrong, Corey.
Well, I think it was 2015, I took a booking for Coventry Pro Wrestling, and that was where it started, with Coventry Pro Wrestling, and I worked a few shows there, and the guy was happy with me, Phil. Phil is a great guy. Like, some people might not like him, some people might take him with a pinch of salt, but I think me and him get on really well. Like, we've got the same mentality, do you know what I mean? Phil says to me, it was about the January, I took the bookings in the previous August. And I remember this one guy, man. I got there to the first show, and he looked like shit. He had a pair of cycling tights on, a pair of shoes or something, I think it was, and it was like a rugby mask and a vest. So he had like a rugby helmet as a mask and a vest. And obviously, that idiot was the guy who's obviously my best friend now. It's Nathan.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, you know what? This idiot's got to change. So, like, leading up until the January, he was doing, like, you know, this character called Freddy. And I've got a thing about shit characters, which, if they're not believable, I hate them. Like, I don't believe in Dead Man Taker, as many hearts as it's going to break.
My heart is broken in two.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't believe in him, so I'm not going to believe in Freddy.
Did you believe in Freddy Krueger when you were a kid?
Never really watched them. Horrors. I'm the same with horror movies. And a lot of people don't like me for this. If someone puts a horror on, I leave the room. It's not that I'm scared. It's just that if it's not real.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather see a psychopath run the streets with a knife or a gun hunting people down and jumping out on them, because that's more realistic than a monster or what? Any kind of character.
Once again, public service announcement, don't do this at home, kids. Corey, what are you doing to me, man?
Sorry, man, didn't mean it.
Yeah, sure you didn't.
So, yeah, it come to the January, and I got a message off Phil, the promoter, do you want to come and help out at the training school? And I was like, you know what? Yeah, one thing I always love about wrestling is giving back and teaching and helping people. So I took the bookings every Tuesday night as being the trainer at their school.
Okay.
And that's how I met Nathan, and I learned to know Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Nathan, yeah, like, he's another person, like, you either love him or hate him, but at first I used to think, who is this dickhead? who is this guy? Like, he's the most bubbliest guy ever, and he always moans, and this is what I love about him, because he's exactly like me, and sometimes we don't get on, but obviously I've learned to know Nathan, and like, Coventry Pro Wrestling, Nathan does this other character now, he's called Fifi, where basically he's like a party cross-dresser. And he does stupid things, like he wears makeup, and to me, I think it's Nathan to a T. But like, again, because it's not believable for me, because I know Nathan, I'm not really the biggest fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we started doing that, and I said, you know what, it's with Nathan, me and him are about the same kind of height, we're the same build, and we've both got a fat ginger beard. So I kept saying to Nathan for a while, do you want to be a tag team? He's like, no. And it got to about a couple months later, I scouted a few talent from Coventry, which was Nathan, Liam Roberts, Athena Fury and Tomby, as talents to come and work on one of my shows that I promote under the Slam banner.
Mm-hmm.
And Nathan come, and he was lucky because a few weeks before, he had the chance to work for Slam and debuting because they needed, people. And I basically got two of my lads on that I was trying to teach at the time, but with Liam Roberts, I'd never really teach him. He actually had the honour and, you know, the privilege of going to training, like with Pete Dunne and them kind of guys when he was a bit younger.
Okay.
So he'd come already knowing what he was doing, so mm-hmm. whenever I went there and he was there, like, I knew people was in safe hands, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so with Nathan, we started travelling together, like, to shows, to Slam shows. He'd help me promote my odd event here and there. And then we just obviously hit it off as friends, and got to the point where we do Slam all the time. He'd stay at my house, and I'd be like, dude, we need to tag, man. Like, we've got a good friendship chemistry, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as much as I shit on him and I hate some of the stuff he does, and he's the same with me, like, we don't agree on a lot of things. He knows all that I care about him, really. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I don't want him to go, I don't want anyone to say anything bad about him or anything.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, he's going to be the godfather to my daughter.
Oh, and wow.
That's how close wrestling has brought our friendship.
Yeah.
And when was it? Probably about the June of 2016, we did a tag match together. We had some tag team chemistry. And then about 6 months later, we did a Christmas show. And I wear the boiler suit as my gimmick. And I brought a new one, and I had an old one spare. And I heard that Nathan was tagging with me on that night. So I gave Nathan the spare boiler suit. And I said, you know what? Wear this. Let's see how it goes. And we did it, and it went okay, but we weren't an official tag team.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a name or anything, and we were just Corey and Nate Lewis. In the January or the February of the 2017, I promoted a show in my hometown as a, you know, come out as a big blue-eyed baby face. And at the end of the show, there was a rumble.
Yeah.
Where I cost my real-life best friend, which was Abbas.
Yeah.
The guy who got me interested in a spot to be, you know, on the Slam roster or for a match, in his return match.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit him with a chair in the Rumble, like, made out like I was going to hit Nathan with it, turned on Abbas, and we established the usual suspects there, because Nathan had won a match of his choosing anytime, anywhere, which was then to be the following night, which was a tag team match for the Slam Wrestling tag team titles,
yeah.
You know, the first ever match, mm-hmm. You know, for the belts.
Yeah.
And I come up with the name Usual Suspects. And I don't even know where the name comes from, but it suits us to a T, because if something's going wrong, I know it's going to be Nathan doing it. Or if I'm doing something wrong, he knows I'm going to be doing it. And to be honest, Nathan is like, I'm very stupid with money and stuff. And Nathan sort of like, he's coming and like, he'll say, what are you doing that for? And then eventually, like, where in real life, I'll listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
And in wrestling, he'll listen to me. So we bounce off each other.
Yeah.
And we've got really good chemistry together. Like, I've got his back in real life no matter what. He could need something and I'd go out there and do it for him. And I know he'd do it for me. And I didn't realise how much he would until the day when I said, you know what? He's going to be the godfather to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And that was how Suspects came around, really, with Nathan. Obviously, I started teaching him for 6 or 7 months is what it was. He then obviously got him on the road with me and Slam. I then booked him and then to, you know, do whatever he did in the main event Rumble, which then led on to that. And the first time we come out, we had good chemistry, we had a good entrance together. The only thing we got to work on together now is our new theme music.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously I've got my own custom theme.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard it.
We're
trying to get that done now, and it's just we start getting more places. Like, a lot of people like us because of our look. I mean, we don't wear wrestling gear, as mad as it sounds. We wear boiler suits, you know.
It's unique though, isn't it?
Yeah, like, you know what it is now? Like, I went through a phase where I thought, you know, wrestling don't need, it doesn't need gear all the time. Like, look at the guys at the top, you got Cena, wears jean shorts, Roman Reigns wears combat and a vest.
Yeah.
Owens,
yep.
Vest and shorts. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, you know what, I can be different, I can work, but without my boiler suit and the character that I used to play, I don't think I'd ever be out, I'd be half the worker I am, you know, because I've learned to work the character. But the character's had so many different things now, and me and Nathan are just hitting it off right. Like, people think we're going to come out and we're going to be like criminals and or big scary guys, and we're nothing like that. And me and Nathan are just like, because I always say, if Nathan was more like me in real life, the tag team would be 100 times better.
Yeah.
It's getting there, and things aren't just done overnight, but that's how the suspects came around, really.
Yeah, I think the chemistry is there for everyone to see, in all honesty.
Yeah, I mean, it helps that we look alike.
we talked about the Youngblood wrestling, interference in the hardcore match and stuff, and that was one of the best segments on the show. So
what made that different as well is that we came through the crowd as well.
Exactly.
I even pushed the cameraman.
And like you said, it's that uniqueness in what you wear and that uniqueness in what you do that makes you stand out. And when you stand out in professional wrestling, you get booked more.
It's got to be the case. Now. It's coming to us slowly. I mean, we've had some really fun matches and good matches together as a tag team, but we've had some bad ones.
If I remember correctly, you took on the Hunters, didn't you? At Pro Wrestling Subjective. That was a quality match, and you showed your chemistry there, obviously, going against the Hunters, who are one of the best tag teams in Europe. Probably. You and Nate didn't look out of place in that match at all. You held up your end of the bargain, because obviously you said you're in your infancy, so.
With Nathan as well, like, he's the greener guy of the two.
Okay.
So I look at him sometimes and I think to myself, Nathan, please don't fuck up. Don't mess up, do you know what I mean? Like, dude, like, don't, just listen. And because Nathan is how he is in real life, it gets to him sometimes in wrestling. Like, I understand he wants to be the best at it.
Yeah.
But if he wants to be the best, but he understands he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we had I haven't said it to many people in the past. I go on at Nathan a lot because I'm scared of what he's going to do. Like, I don't want him to mess up and then our reputation go bad. Same way, he probably doesn't want me to mess up and our reputation go really bad. But
yeah,
one thing I learned, like, I used to go mad at him all the time. We was tagging together for about 8-9 months. And he went through the phase. We had a good match, bad, good match, good match. And then we went and worked Lion Kid and White Tiger in November last year. And until then, every match I'd go mad at Nathan. And I went out there, the promoter says, guys, you've got 10 minutes, this is when you're on. So we're like, okay, we'll start, we'll do what we're doing with them. And I forgot it all. And I had if I was to rate it out of 10, I'd say a 4 out of 10 day. And Nathan, he's like, he took the other 6 away from me, and Nathan had like a 16 out of 10 day. And
wow.
He went in there and he carried us and he did well. And from that day, I've never gone mad at him in a match.
Mm-hmm.
To then go on the next week and have my favourite match we've had as a tag team against two of our really good friends, you know, one being Liam Roberts and Luke Casimir, and we had another match with them in my hometown, and at the end of the match I gave Nathan the biggest hug, and it was just so fun. Like, and that's when I've learned, you know Nathan's got the heart of gold, and he's made for this as well. And I think we bounce off each other that well that if he wants something, I'm going to go out and get it for him, and the same way he would for me. And I think that's why we work together well. And when we worked the Hunter Brothers, he did it again. I thought I was having a shit day, and Nathan went in there and he did well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're getting there, and a lot of companies now are messaging us, asking us questions, and they're interested in us. So I think we're doing something right, but we're hoping to just keep growing and growing. And Sunday's hopefully going to prove that when we go in there with two of our best wrestling friends. I mean, not a lot of people understand how far that me, Charlie, which is CJ Rollins, and Kane, 2K, go back.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that, being there with two of the guys I know the longest in the business, with my best mate, as an established tag team going against, you know, a newly formed tag team of our friends.
Mm. And the fact that it's, you know, probably the most stacked pro wrestling subjective card in the history of the company.
We've got a point to prove, yeah.
It's, you know, and that's one of the matches that really stands out to me, to be honest, obviously.
I mean, I go out there every night, like, it's pretty selfish. Every time I wrestle, I say to Nathan, you know what, don't worry about anyone else's matches. And it's a selfish thing to say, like, don't worry about it, make our match best match. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of people argue with us, like, respect your position on the card or whatever, but if it's just to go out there and have a normal match, we're going to be remembered in 2 months' time when we come back to the venue or... But yeah, suspects are. It's me and Nathan to a T.
Well, like I said about the match against the Hunter Brothers, that's happened months ago, but I remember it.
Thank you for that. That was great. It was a fun match, and that was my first time being in with the Hunters and Nathan. Well, I've been lucky enough in the past to go in against the Hunters for Ryan Small Pro Wrestling Kingdom. I went in there. The two matches that I worked for Pro Wrestling Kingdom, both times I was in there with the Hunt Brothers. The first one was myself and Marshall X versus Chris Brooks and Dan Maloney versus Eddie Dennis and Kevin Dunphy versus the Hunt Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That match was, you can watch that match on YouTube, it's still around.
Okay.
And the second match was me and Chris Ridgeway versus the Hunt Brothers. And I learned more. It just shows how good the Hunt Brothers are in this match with Nathan than I did back then. But obviously that's because, you know, the Hunters have got better and I've got better, so I've got, you know, that makes sense to you. I've got more to learn off them.
Yeah. I think the Hunters, you know, they were good wrestlers in the, you know, the time when I was reporting on the scene, so 2007, 2009. So to see them like 9 years later,
still,
better than what they were is pretty incredible, to be honest.
I mean, another thing I enjoy,
more power to them.
Another reason why I enjoy working with Lee and Jim is because when I started New Scene, with Abbas started it and I helped Abbas from New Scene Wrestling. Those guys did the ring job on it.
Okay.
They were part of the first ever show that I was part of.
Yeah.
So to be involved in them with them 8 years later, it's a big thing to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, really, and they put me over, like, every time I've worked them, they've done, you know, they made me look great, and they've always had good feedback to me, and they're just two genuine guys, and I just hope one day me and Nathan can be as good as those.
Well, if you can be anywhere as good as them, you'll be a pretty good tag team, won't you, in all honesty?
Just give us 0.1% of their talent and we'll be happy.
Yeah, that's very humble of you. So,
this is the UK's youngest pro wrestler, Joe Nelson, and you are listening to the Broken But Glorious podcast.
Well, you know, what is it about pro wrestling subjective that has got, the wrestlers seem to love to be there, really?
Do you know what it is? It's Steve.
Mm.
Steve is, like, it's crazy. I never really spoke too much until he started promoting. I mean, I wasn't just trying to get on his show straight away because I understood.
Liar.
Not as much as I would have liked to. But, obviously, I went to his first couple of shows he promoted, and, you know, me and Steve get on great as well.
Yeah.
You know, he's backstage to laugh, do you know what I mean? He's got rules, follow his rules, and as long as I'm well, and that's what a good promoter should have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he's not shy with the boys, like, he's never tried screwing me out of money or anything like that, neither. And I would always respect that, because for someone who's trying to do it to build a good reputation and to make a bit of money, you know, to keep going and want to do it,
mm-hmm.
I respect Steve fully for that. But the boys just love it. Like, he doesn't book no dickheads, politics don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want. Like, I think it's the same with every promotion. There's only one guy, you know, to give rules, and that should be the promoter. If he's paying the wage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Steve's great, honestly. Like, and I think because he gets on with the people as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely understand where you're coming from. One of the, you know, the telltale signs for pro wrestling subjective from the possibly from the off, but definitely since the shows that I've been to, is there's been a lot of a lot of focus on, you know, female wrestling, women's wrestling, obviously with the women's wrestling evolution and revolution taking place worldwide in professional wrestling and beyond. There always seems to be one or two matches, mostly two matches on a card. What do you think about this, the focus being on female wrestling, especially at Subjective?
I think it's great. Charlene, who plays Athena Fury, when I took the training at Coventry Pro Wrestling, Charlene was one of the students.
Oh, okay.
And I'll never forget with Charlene, like, the first time I met her was at a booking, and Charlene was very green and she didn't have any wrestling gear or anything. And I spoke to her and I said to her, when you come out the curtain, you're playing a baby face, so establish who you are before you come to the ring. Which is very important, you know, get the crowd going a little bit. And everything I seen her do back then, well, everything I told her to do back then, she did it when she went out there. And to see her come so long and someone like Steve put his trust in her to carry his belt, do you know what I mean, for the female division is great. Like, she's been in there with some great girls, and it's only going to get better on Sunday when she works Millie McKenzie.
Yeah.
Millie's great, man. I mean, I've seen Charlene and Millie together in the past. But I don't think it's a bad thing to promote women's wrestling or nothing like that. And if they can do it like men, or do it better than men,
mm-hmm.
and then make the crowd go, wow, fair play to them, like they deserve a match on the card.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, shoot, they're awesome. Like, Steve doesn't just book a girl because she looks good.
Mm-hmm.
He books them because they know they can work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a good roster coming there on Sunday for the girls. I mean, there's a debut at Kat Von Cage. I've had a chance to work with the same shows as her in for the Academy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a company that I left off earlier. The Academy.
Yeah.
But, I've had a chance to work the same shows as her at the Academy, and I thought, nice girl, she's great. I've never had a chance to really speak or meet with Charlie Evans.
Mm-hmm.
But Millie, man, me and that girl crack a joke, and we get on really well because she looks like my little sister.
Oh, okay.
And I just look at her as if to think, you know, she's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like she's a good girl. Do you know what I mean? And I just wish Millie as well. Millie's rocketed. And someone like Steve to land her on shows.
Yeah.
Is great because Millie's very busy, and I just hope that, you know, this the females division is a strong focus at the Subjective along with the tag division. I don't really care about the heavyweight because I've lost my chance on that. But give her the Drew Dynasty, one of the good girls, and I think give us a few months and we should have the gold. So get the gold in for the tag team, Steve, because we want it. We're coming for it.
Yeah, fair enough. And then, like, just talking about the card in general, you know, Thomas James Sky, as he's announced on here, usually goes by TJ Sky, is taking on the Hatter Chris Royals. What are your thoughts on this match?
See, TJ's fun. I haven't really watched too much of the Chris Royals apart from when he's tagged with Killian Jacobs.
Yeah.
But I know Tom really well.
Uh-huh.
I had a few great matches with him in the past, and he's good. And what I've seen of Chris Royals in the past, he's great in tag team. Should be good because I think it's the first time. It sounds like TJ Sky might be working heel with a name change. I don't know what's going on because I weren't there the show previous to the last one.
Uh-huh.
In March.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, so to speak, because obviously TJ is very busy with his own company as well. Dates of Clash, but I think that match would be good. I mean, it's a good test for Chris as well, because TJ is a great talent.
Yeah.
And I've only seen TJ get better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the next match is the Elliot Jordan Experience against 21st Century Hero Luke Douglas. What do you think about this one?
I think it's going to be fun. Down to the boys, aren't they? Like, Elliot's great. I love Elliot's character.
Yeah.
One of the best things I've ever saw in a crowd ever is Elliot calling like a 15-year-old boy a virgin. And it just made me laugh. And I was just off my seat because he was giving it large. And Elliot went, have you got a girlfriend or something? And he went, no. And he went, virgin. It was a Subjective show. But I haven't really seen 21st Century Hero much.
Yeah.
So, like, I think the last time I seen him work anything was with Charles Kelsey at Subjective. Not Charles Kelsey, what was his name? The big guy in the mask.
Al Talon.
That was it, Al Talon. He worked Al Talon at Subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously did the squash. He got squashed.
Mm-hmm.
But they, again, when you're in the ring with one of your boys, you hit each other hard, and you do it with meaning. And I think Elliot and 21st Century Hero is going to be great.
Yeah. I'm a really big fan of the Elliot Jordan experience. I think his character's really good, and he's just got this mean, aggressive, take-no-prisoners attitude that's...
He's bald with a beard, and I love it. Stick him in a boiler suit.
Yeah, it could be a Usual Suspect, couldn't it? With a Z.
Elliot Jordans.
Yeah. So we have talked a lot about it, but the Usual Suspects versus Alter Ego is a match that I'm looking forward to on Sunday. Entertainment wise, Alter Ego are fantastic, and obviously you guys bring the Smash Mouth style. So I'm looking forward to see how this match meshes together. Really.
I did a bit of scouting last year, and I was impressed with 2K and CJ.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I'm not going to spoiler alert here, but they're going to get the red kicked in. they're in with two lads that are bigger than them, two lads that are badder than them, two lads who have more tag team experience than them. And quite frankly, I'm really annoyed with the fact that, unlucky against Steve Valentino to get the chance to get to the final to win the belt.
Yeah.
So I'm coming with some remorse, and Nathan is very upset the fact that, he wasn't able to make the last show. So we're coming to make a statement, and it's just going to be unfortunate that we're in with two of our boys. So
yeah,
we are sorry, Nate, because it seems like a murder scene, I'm not going to lie.
God. And moving solemnly on to the unfortunate news that Pro Wrestling's Objective Champion, until it was vacated, the Outlaw Jesse Jones has had to retire. What do you make of that situation?
Honestly, I'm gutted.
Yeah.
Joe is probably one of the nicest guys I think I've had a chance to meet in wrestling, and I'm also gutted the chance I haven't got. It's selfish, but gutted I've never had a chance to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
Or do anything with him, because for a guy to come in, I think it might have been 2015, and do as well as he'd done. I mean, he's wrestled for really most of the Midlands companies, this side of the Midlands, with your FCWs, your Subjective, your mm-hmm. Venom, your Iron Fist, Full Force Wrestling.
Yep.
He's done really great, and it's just upsetting. The fact that he's had to obviously give his belt up that he's had now for over a year. He's defended on multiple companies, but it's just a shame that it's had to happen.
Mm.
But again, you've got to put your health first. He's very young, and it's a shame. But like they say in this business, never say goodbye, always say see you again.
Yeah, I share the same sentiments, in all honesty. I had Jesse Jones as a WWE UK kind of contender and NXT in the future, so I'm absolutely gutted he's been cut down in the prime of his career. Hope against hope that he can come back at some point in the very late future and stuff, but health comes first, and I would, much like yourself, wish him the absolute best, because
never top say man. Never in this business.
Exactly.
Look at Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Says it all.
Yeah. And then what I believe to be the main event on Sunday, because it's for the heavyweight championship, Hotshot Joey Scott against the captain and the new Pro Wrestling Subjective champion, Steve Valentina. What do you make?
Which should be me in the match, but I would have even bought double duty if I was asked.
Yeah, you could be like Adam Cole.
Oh, that match is going to be fun, man. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully Rob kicks Steve's head in. Just again, Joey, he's a great talent.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, great talent. And Steve, you know what he is? He's upped his game.
Yeah.
From what I've seen in 2011, 2012 at Phoenix Pro Wrestling, where he was this emo, he's changing to sort of like a great character with some great wrestling skills. And
last year he took me to the limit and we had a proper brawl.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of my favourite matches that I've had in recent times.
Yep.
And I haven't had a chance to step in with Joey yet. So I don't know what Joey's going to bring to the table, but he's got to be prepared to come and fight for that belt because Valentino's worked hard for it.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Hopefully Subjective Sunday's rocking.
So yeah, just in closing, is there any social media you'd like to promote?
Facebook, Twitter and Instagram is at Corey Johnson Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And then Facebook, Twitter and Instagram for the Usual Suspects is Usual Suspects with a Z.
Of course.
TT.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is obviously
suspectsmerch.bigcartel.com. Mm-hmm.
That's where obviously all your latest merchandise from myself, Nate, and together obviously being the Suspects.
Yep.
And the YouTube channel is coming soon, hopefully, for the video diaries once my laptop is fixed for editing.
Yep.
But yeah, that's about it.
Okay then. I think we'll wrap it up from there.
Brilliant.
So I am Oliver Newman, author of Fans Perspective 2016, what a year to be a fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, both available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And I'm a proud member here at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And he has been Corey Johnson. Exactly, and yeah, that's good night from both of us.
Cheers, Ollie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye for now. Bye.
Bye-bye.